Welcome back. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are On the Brink, the morning show on KCAA, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. We are going to shift gears, and I'm super excited to welcome back to the show Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the Executive Director for the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges and the Chair of the Academic Collaborative for Integrative Health. She also serves on the Integrative Health Policy Consortium Education Committee. And she weaves a passion for illness prevention into her professional life. She joins us once a month, to talk about all things health-related. And today, we're talking about thyroid. Dr. Yanez, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Good morning, folks.
So did you enjoy your holidays?
I did. We had a restful holiday, very much on design. And I'm glad to be back in the saddle now. So I believe we're talking about thyroid today, right?
We are talking about thyroid, and thyroid disease is so incredibly common. I know so many, mostly women, although some men,
yes,
who deal with a thyroid disorder of some kind or another.
Yeah, so there are approximately 20 million Americans who have some form of thyroid disease. Most of them are hypothyroid, and like you said, women more than men. It's more common in women than men. But there are a number of genetic, nutritional, immune-related underlying causes and contributing factors to thyroid disease. There is another, you know, when you think of thyroid disease, there are a number of ways that it can manifest, but hypothyroid by far is the most common. And of that, many people will have something that's called Hashimoto's thyroid disease, which is an autoimmune component of thyroid disease.
That's what I have. That's the monkey on my back. So the thyroid, explain to people who may not understand what the thyroid is or what it does. Can you explain to them what it is?
Absolutely. So the thyroid is this little butterfly-shaped gland that sits in your neck, and it really helps to regulate the speed of our body, how fast our body works, just between the entire endocrine system. When we're talking about thyroid disorder, naturopathic doctors look at the whole system and how everything is interplaying with each other.
So, and how much of thyroid disease is genetic? Because, you know, you do see, you know, if a good friend of mine has a pretty severe thyroid condition, and she's, you know, the last time it was really bad, her TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone levels, were at 12, which is just insane when it's supposed,
yeah,
to be between 1 and 4. And so, but her sister has it, her mom had it, you know, it's in her family. But then I know people who it just seems like it came out of the blue. What is the genetic component?
Well, you know, there is a genetic component at play for many people who have autoimmune disease. And so autoimmunity can run in families. And so if we're looking at the Hashimoto's, which is 5 to 8 times more common in women, and all of the other autoimmune diseases that tend to kind of go and get lumped in, like celiac and rheumatoid arthritis and type 1 diabetes, those things can have a genetic component. So when we're looking at a person, we're looking at the totality of them, their family history, their environmental predispositions, and all of that is part of the patient picture.
And the naturopathic approach is to look at the whole patient.
Absolutely. That's core and primary to naturopathic medicine, is we're taking into consideration the whole thing. So if a patient comes in with hypothyroidism, first off, we're going to understand, what is the root cause of this hypothyroidism? Is it autoimmune? Is it environmental? Is there a pituitary imbalance? What's going on here? And then we're going to look at the whole body. How are the adrenal glands compensating? Where do we need to support this person? Are there nutritional? Are there supplemental? Are there herbs? Are there lifestyle factors that are exacerbating what's already going on here? And so, you know, with patients with Hashimoto's or the autoimmune thyroid hypothyroidism, will absolutely look at any other inflammatory processes that are going on in their body that would increase inflammation and increase the symptoms that are already happening. And so, you know, it is a full picture. Now, there's also the other flip side, and there's Graves' disease, which is hyperthyroidism, and that has its own set of issues and potential problems and cardiac issues and eye issues and what have you. So naturopathic doctors deal with the full spectrum of endocrine disorders, and this is one very common complaint that people come in with, because oftentimes even after they're given conventional medication, they still may not be feeling optimal. They still may be experiencing fatigue, mental fog, weight gain, hair loss, and some of those other issues with hypothyroidism, even though they're medicated, and still not really happy with how their body is feeling. And so we very often see this kind of, you know, low-level unwell person who, you know, they're just not quite 100% where they want to be.
So I have met people who have heard that they've taken a blood test. They know that their thyroid is out of whack, either they're hyper or hypo, but they're so just frustrated with conventional medicine, and they're looking for ways to self-medicate and, you know, to find hormone replacement that they can get over the counter. And that's not available. If they want to get treatment, they really need to see a doctor.
And it's also not wise, because when you're dealing with your endocrine system, again, it is a system. And while, you know, you might be able to light a match for a little bit, eventually that match is going to start a fire. And so I really do advise folks not to try and self-medicate when they're dealing with their endocrine system. You can cause a lot of downstream impacts, or just not get the results that you're looking for. And on that vein, 40-60%, it's estimated that 40-60% of people are walking around with thyroid disease and don't even know it.
Wow.
So, you know, they're just kind of, that's what I said, they're like this walking around kind of mildly unwell person that just doesn't even realize that they have underlying disease going on. So, again, I think it's really important to go and be seen, get evaluated. Blood levels will change. And the other thing, too, is if you're self-medicating, you know, unless you're checking your own blood levels and you know what you're looking for, you're not going to know if the therapies that you're doing for yourself are actually getting you the results, or maybe they're getting your blood levels of the hormones too high and in an unsafe range. So I definitely advise folks to work with a physician, work with a licensed doctor, naturopathic physician, an endocrinologist, and get a team together that can manage your care safely.
So how do people learn more about finding a naturopathic doctor or being a naturopathic doctor?
Absolutely. We have a wealth of information on our website in regards to becoming a naturopathic doctor. So visit aanmc.org. We have an upcoming webinar with two medical doctors who actually decided to switch gears and become naturopathic doctors coming up in a couple weeks. So if you're looking into a career in naturopathic medicine, we'll be talking about how to get started.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Joanne Yanez, thank you so much for joining us today. AANMC, for the Association of Naturopathic Medical Colleges.org, is where you find all of this information. And again, it's always a treat to have you on the air. And we will talk to you next month.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.